All right, chapter 4, modes and media of communication. A medium having their own characteristics is the means of channel of transmitting or conveying message. Ideally, what is a medium? It is a way of conveying a message. When we talk of medium, each medium makes a different kind of impact on the receiver. As we said, we've been discussing through all these topics that it is face-to-face communication, it has a better impact. Today, in the day of technology, we have audio-video conferencing, teleconferencing, ways of keeping connected and communicating. Oral communication is natural, immediate, and used in informal situations. When we say natural, immediate, informal, all these are interconnected here. When I talk of natural and immediate, if it's an informal situation, you will not really get to think as to what you want to speak or not speak, since it is an informal situation. And that is why it is maybe more of a casual communication if you talk of an informal communication. When you talk of oral communication, very important, it requires both the parties to be there. For example, telephonic conversation. Both the parties are speaking to each other. There is no presence face to face. But what is the skill which is used when we are talking over the telephone? It is, of course, one important point, that the tone. Say you've had a long day, you've had a hectic day, it's been stressful with work. Your tone will convey how you are feeling. If you're not enthusiastic, you will say, hello. But if you're enthusiastic, hi, how are you doing? The entire tone changes. When you talk of oral communication, it needs training and practice for more effectiveness. When I say training and practice, for example, take a director in an organization. He ideally would give training sessions. Why? Maybe to his team, to the people in his team. Why? Of course, his training would probably be motivating to his subordinates, and that would have an impact on them. So training is also one important aspect as to how to conduct yourself, that clarity, the words used, being concise, to the point. When we talk of oral communication, ideally, a high degree strike in conveying the message in a formal situation. So the entire sentence, it needs training and practice for more effectiveness and a high degree. Strike in conveying the meaning in a formal situation. That means somewhere. When we are talking of formal communication, we need to realize that, of course, all people are not born with effective communication skills. But training and adequate training can make a person be far more effective in communication. Written communication. When you talk of written communication, one has to be very precise and to the point. When we talk of written communication, one aspect is that it serves as a record or proof. Written communication doesn't require both the parties. Yes, we've discussed that written communication, ideally, even if you get an email, it's up to you whether you wish to reply, whether you want to reply after few days, few hours. When we talk of written communication, it overcomes the limit of space and time. You ideally, say, want to hold a press conference. What do you need for a press conference? Space, most important. Whereas with written communication, you have to have access maybe to your laptop, PC. So space differs. And when you talk of written communication, time. Why are we speaking of time? Because you don't need the presence of the other party as far as written communication is concerned. So that's where it differs. Written communication is more time consuming. Why will we say it is more time consuming? Because you need to be able to first draft and then check if all of it is appropriate. Then you need to figure out that when I've written this email, Are there any points which can cause confusion to the other person? Are there any points which the opposite person may not understand? So I write with the intention that the opposite person will understand. Written communication is more time consuming and the feedback is slower. Oral communication is less time consuming. We've discussed that oral communication gives immediate feedback. Easy to speak and to hear, to listen and understand. Why would you say easy to speak, to hear? Ideally, when two parties are face to face, also when a group of people are interacting with someone at top management, interaction takes place, it becomes easier to get involved and thus to be an active listener. Record. When we talk of record, written communication serves as a proof. It can be used for future reference. Since you have that as a record, it is used as a proof. Oral communication can be recorded, but the authenticity of the voice is questionable. Yes, when you talk of oral communication, firstly, if you wish to record, ideally, it should be permissible. And then the next aspect is the authenticity. That means you need to reconfirm, or probably it needs to be checked that is it the concerned person's voice. All right. We go ahead with precision and accuracy. Written communication is more precise than oral communication. When we say more precise, if you're sending an email, of course you're going to write all the important aspects in relation to that email. If you're submitting a report to the person at top management, you will put in all the details as far as that report is concerned. So whatever is required. So ideally, when you talk of written communication, precise to the point. When you talk of oral communication, a lot to do with your tone. For example, if you speak to somebody and the person says, hello, so you realize that there's no enthusiasm. Whereas if you say, hi, how are you doing? There's a lot of enthusiasm in the tone. So oral communication has a support of vocal tone, gestures, expressions. When it's telephonic conversation, ideally the skill is to convey through the tone. That's what telephonic conversation does. So when we speak of oral communication, whether it's face to face, whether it's telephonic, whether it's audio video conferencing, teleconferencing, conveyed through your tone. Of course, in audio video, you're able to see the person. But then too, tone plays an important role. Length. Written communication ideally should be concise, to the point. Whereas when you talk of oral communication, it can go in depth. There could be digression. We could be discussing any other topic more than what we actually have met for, say, discussing a particular project. So ideally, a written message is shorter than an oral message. A written message has a standard format when we write an email or a letter. Introduction, body, conclusion. That is a standard format for written communication in terms of a letter or an email. Expense. Cost depends on availability of the required person at a particular place. Say, we take the example of Ratan Tata when he launched his Nano. Say, if he wants to have a press conference. So, we're talking of cost. And if you talk of written communication, probably you having a printer, you want number of printouts, stationery. So all of this comes under cost as an aspect. Control. Ideally, they say that oral communication can be controlled, but a lot depends on the speaker. Because if you as a speaker have control over what you are saying, if you as a speaker have that awareness, then it is easier to ideally have a control over your words. But that requires a great deal of awareness. When you talk of written communication, it is separated from the writer's bodily presence and is in control of the reader. Once I have sent an email, it is ideally in the control of the person who is reading the email. Because the reader at that juncture will interpret the email as per what he thinks or understands. Feedback. Oral communication allows immediate feedback. Say, I have actually formed a team of people in my organization. And I have actually given them a deadline as far as completion of a task is concerned. When I meet up with them, out of the six people in the group, I meet up with two of them. I realize that, or I get the feedback as to what they feel the other four members are doing. Maybe the feedback is not positive, maybe the feedback is positive. So ideally, it gives me an idea as to what the others are actually doing in that group as far as this task is concerned. Oral communication allows immediate feedback. For example, if I ask somebody in my team, how is Mr. Y doing? Is he cooperating? Is he punctual? If I get a general answer, well, he's okay, then I'm not getting an appropriate feedback. If I get a specific answer, yes, he is cooperating, he is punctual, and he is doing the task well, a specific answer, that is an appropriate feedback. Whereas in written communication, the feedback is, it can be delayed. It is up to you to respond to an email immediately. It is up to you, ideally, to respond to an email after a few hours. But that benefit of doubt can be given that you have not responded for 3 days, maybe because you're not well. Maybe you're not sure if you want to go ahead with this project, so you don't reply. So delay feedback can be one aspect. Media of oral communication. When we talk of oral communication, various forms. Face-to-face being one of the most effective forms of communication. Now, this is individualistic. You may not feel face-to-face communication is one of the most effective forms of communication. But ideally, what is important that even if communication is not face-to-face, the message has to be conveyed with an intention. What is the intention? That the audience understands the importance of a message or the messages. Telephone conversation, intercom. What does intercom ideally do? It is for people within that same organization in or that same building. When we talk of an intercom, ideally it saves time rather than sending somebody with a message. Ideally it saves time because you can immediately speak to the person. Of course, today we have SMS and we have WhatsApp, we have BlackBerry chat. So these are ways of communicating immediately. But this is a written form of communication. When you talk of intercom, you can immediately speak to the person in the next few seconds. Telephonic conversation, STD, ISD, within the country or calling abroad. Again, today we have various ways and means to connect to people abroad, such as Skype, voice over internet protocol, all these ways to communicate with people who are not in the same country. Cellular, your mobile. When you talk of voicemail, what is the importance of voicemail? Ideally, when you talk of a voicemail, you have called up the person. The person has not been able to answer, but you can leave your name and your contact details with the person. What is one beneficial aspect of voicemail? That you're not leaving a message with an attendant or a receptionist. You're leaving a message by yourself so that the person would realize the urgency of your call and call you back. When you talk of teleconferencing, ideally it is live communication through a telecommunication system. When you talk of teleconferencing or audio-video conferencing, in audio-video conferencing, you can see the person too. These aspects of communication have picked up today. Say you have a factory in Bangalore. You're here in Bombay and you have another branch in Delhi. So audio-video conferencing would serve the purpose. You will save time in terms of not traveling. You will save funds. So it works effectively. Written communication. Mail. When you talk of mail, ideally through postal system delivery. When you talk of courier, ideally one of the most important aspects of courier is that it can be expensive, but you have a concerned person who will come to collect and drop the package. When you talk of courier, the method is more sophisticated because you have a tracking number. So you will know where your documents or where the package has reached till it goes to the final destination. Hand delivery. For this, manpower is required. But this ensures prompt delivery, because when you talk of hand delivery, you're assured that it would reach the person in the next few hours. You're assured that you have manpower and you're assured that it is going to reach to the concerned person. So that is one important aspect of written communication. Telegraph. When you talk of telegraph, it is ideally a device used for receiving and transmitting messages, of course over a long distance. When you talk of fax, fax is used for documents which are not confidential. You need to dial the correct fax number, you insert the document into the machine and you press the start button. When you talk of a document which is to be faxed, ideally one of the most important aspects is that it reaches to the concerned person immediately. Email and internet. Today's day and age, email has been one of the most important aspects and most beneficial. No matter which part of the world a person is in, email is ensured that it reaches immediately. And when it reaches immediately, of course we have time difference. See, if I send an email to someone staying in the US, the time difference is there due to the various time zones. But I'm sure that the person has received my message immediately. At one point of time, it would either be courier or through post. Today, email has made our lives simpler. Choice of medium. What is it based on? Speed. Are you comfortable framing an email right away? Are you comfortable putting forward the important points so that the message gets conveyed? Need for confidentiality. If ideally you need to discuss something confidential, it can be better if it is face to face. Of course, depending on the availability of both the parties, the time constraint and various other factors. So it depends on you. If it is not possible to be there face to face, then time, of course, is a problem or a constraint, and then it would be easier to discuss over the telephone. Need for accuracy. When we talk of written communication, especially, being accurate is very important. Need for reliability, cost of the medium, availability of a particular medium. Say you have to send an email right away, but there's an internet connection problem. What will you do? You may not have access to any other aspect. So you may have to ideally call up the person, though you would prefer sending an email. So a lot of times, even though we wish or feel that I would prefer a certain choice of medium as far as communication is concerned, we ideally look into what suits us the most at that point of time. When we talk of feedback capacity, do you have the capacity to accept what others tell you in terms of, say, probably your how they view you, the opinions they have of you, your thought processes? Do you get support from others as far as your thought processes are concerned? So, feedback capacity. Formality, intensity and complexity. Communication can be complex, but we can ideally make it simple through effective ways and means as far as barriers are concerned, whereby we overcome our barriers, as far as realizing that the best way to communicate, whether it's written or oral, would be to reduce the complexity of the message and put it in the simplest words possible. Mass communication. We have discussed mass communication, that ideally when you talk of mass communication, it reaches out to a heterogeneous population, people with varied mindset, ideas, views. Radio, television, newspaper being forms of mass communication. Now, within an organization, what are the various forms of mass communication? One could be notice board. When you talk of a notice board, it is ideally put up in a manner whereby people can read whatever is put up on that notice board. When you talk of a notice board, it has to be updated. You cannot have a notice which is put up 2 months ago. It has to be well placed, and whatever is put up on a notice board, it has to be concise so that people who read what is put up understand it easily. Hoardings, billboards. When you talk of hoardings, hoardings could be one form of advertisement. Very often we see hoardings with pictures, it could have a punchline. So ideally, hoardings are put up at places where people can easily have a look. The idea of a hoarding is that you want to appeal to one and all. When you talk of hoardings, more of eye appeal. How is it looking when it is put up on a hoarding? Does the punchline convey a message to you? Does it appeal to you when you talk of hoardings? Newspapers, magazines, radio, film, television, internet. When you talk of, for example, radio. Radio, yes, you're not seeing the person, but you're listening. Ideally, when you talk of radio as an effective means of communicating, the message goes across in a manner whereby if you are an active listener, you will understand and you will be able to visualize. When you talk of film, sometimes we have documentary films. What does a documentary film do? It'll convey a message to you. What is the purpose of the documentary film, which is there for a few minutes? It conveys some message which will have an impact on you. Television and internet. Television, again, all these, when we talk of television too, again, a form of mass communication. But it has a way of sending a message across. Media of mass communication. When we talk of film, the film is a highly versatile medium, can be used for many purposes and adapted to different conditions. Why is film a highly versatile medium? Because through that film, you're conveying a message. Through that film, you're making people realize. Also, when there's visual appeal, that means you're seeing, then it has a better impact and stays on the mind. The company must keep up with the technology of communication. We now focus on how technology ideally plays an important role. When you talk of any organization, technology or technological development is one of the most important aspects. Say till a few years back, if there was a chartered accountant, he would have books, leisure books, and piles and piles of books. Today, due to advance in technology, you can have all the data on a pen drive. Do your best to match your selection to your message and intentions. If you ideally say, how does one actually communicate effectively? This would be the most important aspect, that do your best to match your selection to your message. That means what I want to write, what I want to convey should be written. And the next step, your intentions. What is my main focus when I'm writing this email? What is the main focus when I'm saying this? That means I'm talking of intentions. Thank you.